Hi, everybody. We've got a good question for today. I was talking to someone and they said, is there such a thing as a healthy ego? She said, I've been working my whole life. Originally I hated myself. And so I've been working my whole life to change my beliefs, change my conditioning, believe that I'm a good person, actually start to love myself. And then I started seeing your work, Claire, and you're talking about there's no self, there's no really, there's no identity, no ego, and I'm feeling lost. So where do we go with that? And it comes up a lot. I hear it a lot from different people on my courses that, we spend our entire lives trying to like ourselves often from this basis of existential shame, wrongness. There's something fundamentally wrong or shameful in me. And from that basis, now I'm on a life's work to like myself, to love myself. I mean, that's what the whole self-help industry is based on, really, isn't it? This changing of beliefs, changing of conditioning so that what was abhorred before, what was a collection of lack and wrongness and shame, now becomes something that is adored, is something that is great and wonderful, and I'm a brilliant person. I think it's the same thing, honestly. I think it's two sides of the same coin. As long as the focus is on this unquestioned I of content, of individuality and separation, really, there's a me in here. That's the basis of the coin. There's a me in here, choosing, deciding, controlling, making things happen, and everything that I believe about that me is reality. Everything I believe about this external world is reality. And that me now, I'm making it my life's goal that that me is something that is that I like, that I love. But even that question, how can the me like the me? What's going on in that? How can there be two me's, one that is doing the liking of this separate me? So I think the whole thing is a pathway to confusion, and that focus on trying to love that separate deciding me in here will be equally met by that feeling of wrongness and shame and blame, because they're made of the same thing. So if I'm trying to love this me, and I think I'm getting there, I'm feeling good about myself, and then what happens if, 10 clients in a row turn us down? Or 10 dates in a row turn us down, or we see on social media that our friends have gone out 10 times without even mentioning it to us. What happens then? Because it's all revolving still around this me. Now I'm not lovable. I'm not good. I'm not being invited out. There's something wrong with me. And it's all coming back again. It's two sides of the same coin. What we're really interested in is a sane mind. And a sane mind is continually being invited to recognize, to acknowledge that there is no separate doer, speaker, perceiver, experiencer in here. That's all happening. It's all just happening. There was no one choosing the beliefs. So therefore, there's no one choosing the behavior, because the behavior is coming from what's believed. So there's no doer, there's no chooser. So really, what is that me? There's And then, so then that me becomes the totality. There's a body mind, which seems to have some association with aliveness and presence, awareness, consciousness, beingness. That infinite absolute is continually experiencing a world through this particular time and space. But what are we? Are we the content of that? Are we an individual doer in the body mind? No, that can't exist. Are we the space in which the body mind is appearing and through which all sensations are taking place? Yeah. And is that a miracle? Yes. Is that unconditional love? Yes. Is that constant availability of learning and immersion and play and expansion? Yes. Is it absolute accountability? Is it source origin of the way every single experience appears? Yes. And that's enough. That's, nothing has to be loved in that, because there isn't anything to love. It's just everything. It's all of it. There isn't one thing to love that. It's all of it already. And so a healthy ego, a healthy identity is, I would say, is a mind that is either settled into that miracle of existence, of totality and source origin of everything, as infinite love, infinite life itself, or it is a mind that is engaged in the healing process of seeing how reality is continually directing all understanding back to that ultimate truth. That's a healthy identity. Either ultimate source accountability, ultimate bliss of life itself, intelligence itself, or in recognition that wherever that isn't experienced, wherever there is a feeling of protection and defense around this idea of a separate me, that is a pure gift of life itself, sending the mind back to truth. And I would say an identified mind, a lost mind, is engaged in either existential wrongness, continually seeing that reflected everywhere, or in the attempt to stabilize that identity by being lovable, being right, being successful, being having enough attention, enough respect. It's an effort of trying to find home within separation that can never be achieved. Yeah. So yeah, thank you everyone. Lots of love. Bye.